As a mom of a teenage girl, I can't help but start by quoting the Taylor Swift song, Antihero. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. You may or may not have a positive reaction to Taylor Swift, but what is your reaction to her statement? Imagine a day you're just happy to make it to work on time. You woke up to find your phone dead because the charger wasn't fully plugged in. Your Keurig only brewed a quarter cup of coffee, and the traffic to work was the usual grind. Then that challenging case comes along, one you've been wildly successful with in the past, but you've struggled too. Maybe you feel like you're overthinking and creating uncomfortable stories around your talent. The brain is adept at convincing us of false truths, isn't it? Or maybe you act on impulse with knee-jerk reactions and you don't have time to think, you just act. In either case, the problem is something you are thinking or not thinking, doing or not doing. The result from any of these is you struggle. Maybe it doesn't have to be so hard. Where are you making your life harder than you need to, and why? Find the full transcript and more resources for physician moms at inspiredmommds.com/3. You're listening to Inspired Mom MDs with host Cindy Van Praagh, helping physician moms take back control and prioritize what matters most so they thrive in private practice and at home. The first step to finding where you're making your life harder is to recognize a pattern. That can be eye-opening. And wouldn't it be easier if you broke that cycle of frustration? Then you can lead into the why the mysterious brain makes its life hard. That answer will follow in the next few minutes in this podcast episode. Now, I just asked you to imagine a tricky workday filled with too little caffeine and filled with struggle. That hypothetical story was me. Well, partly the old me as a new attending years ago. We didn't have a Keurig machine then, and it was a flip phone that died. As a partner in a large anesthesiology practice, I took turns on day shifts and overnight call in labor and delivery. There was one of me and so many patients. At times, I would be running from an emergency C-section to a room with a woman about to push and have to place an epidural. Now, this was rewarding, except for one thing. In this environment, it would be better if those epidurals worked the first time and perfectly. But sometimes the pain relief was patchy. Or I wasn't as fast as I could be with placement while the poor woman writhed in pain. It's not that I made a mistake, it's that the results weren't always perfect. Honestly, they aren't always perfect for anyone ever, but somehow I took anything less than perfect personally. I felt at fault somehow for not doing better and being faster. It just felt like a mistake. I didn't accept the reality that those results were normal. And you adjust and you move on with your shift. What was I doing to make my life harder? I set an impossible self-standard of perfection. And when it didn't happen, I started avoiding labor and delivery. Sadly, avoiding the problem only made things worse. And how could I ever improve my skills if I abandoned the challenge? Think about your practice. Do you have a skill or a type of case or a patient that you may also have an unachievable self-standard? Wait, maybe it's not all about me. It could also be the system. In this culture of medicine, women are indoctrinated to act and believe and think a certain way. We make no mistakes. We can't afford to. We need to perform better than others and prove our worth, right? I feel medical training puts the fear in us to not slip up, but ever. Do you agree? The standard of perfectionism spills over into other areas of our lives as physician moms. We set high standards across the board for parenting, being a wife, or even in our chosen sport or exercise. For me, that was every sport or exercise I took up. What would I tell my younger self now? I imagine keeping it simple, saying something easy to remember in the moment, like, Challenge your expectations by setting more achievable goals. Seek support from a colleague, friend, or a mentor. And practice self-compassion. If I'd only learned to set more achievable goals, find support in a community, and just give myself a break. Oddly enough, this is exactly what I help clients achieve today. What would you tell your younger self? Your current problem area may be at work, or home, or anywhere in between. All the advice and wisdom you would tell her can be adapted to what you tell yourself today. So what will you tell yourself now? What resonated with you to help make things a little bit less hard? It's time to take control and thrive. Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Mom MDs. Please share with other physician moms and leave a review if you found value from this podcast.